让我们现在开始。
Let us start with 1 minute silence.
让我们用一分钟安静来开始这一次聚会。
Father, as we come before you this morning, we are praying that you'd continue and that you'd deepen your work in us.
父，我们今天早上再次来到你跟前，我们求你让你的话更深地做工在我们的心里头。
You know everyone who's here.
主啊，你知道在座的我们中间每一个人。
You know our deepest thoughts and our greatest secrets.
你知道我们深层里头的思想，我们深处的秘密。
And your heart toward us is only love.
你的心对着我们只有爱。
You want to deliver us from our sin and bring us into that glorious freedom of the children of God.
你要拯救我们从罪里头得释放，以致我们进入一个神孩子、神儿女的一个荣耀的地位中。
We pray you'd be able to work in our midst, Lord.
主啊，你要在这个叫这个时机工作在我们身上。
We would not resist you.
以致我们不会抗拒你、拒绝你。
We would not harden our hearts against you.
我们不会向你硬着心肠。
We ask this in Jesus' precious name.
我们奉主耶稣宝贝的名祷告，阿门。
So, in our sessions yesterday, I think that you can clearly see the direction that we're heading.
通过昨天晚上昨天的不同的聚会，我们就会看见我们是朝着是什么的方向去。
We read Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2.
我们读罗马书十二章第一、第二节。
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
罗马书十二章第一节。所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们测验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Now, Paul in the Spirit says, I beseech you.
保罗在灵里头他说要以神的慈悲劝你们。
This is because there's no compulsion here.
因为这里没有一个强逼。
The Lord himself says, I beseech you.
神自己说，我劝你们。
Why is he so humble to beseech us?
为什么他这样谦卑来劝我们呢？
Because love is behind all that he is doing.
因为爱就是他所做的这一切的背后的原因。
So he says, come to me.
他说，来到我这里来。
We can come to him now. He's calling us now to yield everything to Him. Whoever you are, whatever your circumstances, to yield everything to Him.
无论你是谁，无论你的处境是怎样，你都可以把你一切都交托给他。
And then we can grow to know Him.
然后我们就能够慢慢成长，更多的认识他。
And we can live a life in fellowship with Him.
以致我们过一个生活，能够跟他有更深的相交。
But don't forget the scripture.
但是不要忘记圣经所说的。
For the scripture says, every knee shall bow.
因为圣经说万事都要向他跪拜。
If we don't meet the Lord now in this life, we shall meet Him at the end of this life.
如果我们今天没有跟我们的主相遇，到他跟前来向他跪拜，我们到我们人生的终结也要相要与他相遇的。
But not as Savior, but as Judge.
但是你当时面对他呢，不是面对他作为你的救主。乃是面对他做你的审判者。
He says, I beseech you.
他说我劝你们。
And he says, don't be conformed to this world.
并且他说不要效法这个世界。
You may be very clever.
你可能很聪明。
You may be able to really make it in this world.
你可能真的能够在这个世界上能够成功你要成功的。
You may be able to be like a king in this world.
你甚至可能成为这个世界里头一个王帝。
But it will turn to ash.
这个都要化成灰土。
It will become nothing.
化成无有。
Love says, I beseech you, don't be conformed to this world.
爱说，我劝你们不要效法这个世界。
But be transformed.
乃是要变化。
How?
怎样呢？
By having a new mind.
借着一个新的心意。
A new mind.What is that?
什么叫一个新的心意呢?
A new mind has been made new by revelation.
一个新的心是因着启示而更新的。
Not by knowledge.
不是凭着知识。
But by revelation.
乃是靠着启示。
In other words, the Holy Spirit has revealed things.
换句话说,圣灵已经启示真理了。
And we say, once I was blind, but now I see.
人说我曾经是瞎眼的，但是今天看见了。
And this changes everything.
这个呢，就改变一切的东西。
This is the power of the Word of God.
这是神的话的大能。
It transforms our life.
会改变我们的生命的。
But don't forget that part, first part. I beseech you.
但是不要忘记第一部分，就是神说我劝你们。
It is so easy to refuse His Word.
是这么的容易去咀嚼他的话。
It is so easy to make a joke of it.
这么容易去把它作为嬉笑。
It is so easy just to laugh it off and say, well, this, you know, this doesn't apply to me.
这么容易去把它当成笑话一样，就是把它过去了，跟我没关系的。
But the open heart and the willing heart and the soft heart listens attentively to God and says, yes, Lord.
但是个敞开的心，一个柔软的心，一个愿意的心，温柔的心，就向神敞开说：“主啊，我愿意。”
And is transformed.
就被改变了。
Who doesn't want to be transformed?
谁不愿意被改变呢？
To walk with Him.
跟他同行。
To have a life that's built on the rock.
过一个人生是建造在那个磐石根基上。
You shall never be moved.
不会被摇动的。
Nothing will disturb you.
没有任何事情能够阻碍摇动你的。
You live your life in God's peace.
你过的一个生活是在神的平安里头过。
That is our calling.
这是我们所蒙的召。
So yesterday we talked about prayer.
昨天我们谈到祷告。
And that was very good.
是很好。
Prayer is critical.
祷告是很关键的。
No prayer, no life.
没有祷告就没有生活。
Without prayer, we cannot walk with God.
没有祷告，我们不能够与神同行。
How easy it is to see if we are walking with God.
能够跟神同行是多么容易就去看见呢？
How much is prayer? How important is prayer in your life?
就是说，祷告在你人生当中是多么的重要。
There is the measure.
这个就是量度我们怎样与神同行。
You know, it's well known.
that in churches all around the world,
人人都知道在教会不同的聚会的地方，全世界的地方
，hundreds of people at Sunday morning,
礼拜天早上有上百的人
，the prayer meeting, handful,
但是祷告聚会参加的人数很少
，where are you going to find the church?
你在那里找到教会呢
？amongst those who are praying,
就是在那些祷告的人中间
，there are the ones who seek him, who want him, who are walking with him.
那些人就是寻求神的与神同行的人
But we also talked about having very little time for prayer.
我们也谈到我们很少时间能够去祷告
And then we talked about having time.
然后我们也说到我们有其他的时间
And we talked about wasting time.
我们甚至有时间去浪费时间
And the hours and hours and hours and hours that we waste.
一个小时一个小时一个小时我们怎样去浪费时间
You know, it's not simply that we're not eating good food.
不单只说我们不是吃一些好的粮食
But we spend time eating poison.
并且我们花时间吃那些毒药
Is that good for our health?
这个对我们的健康是不是好的呢
No, no, no.
不
All of us have a lot of time available to us.
我们每一个人都有在我们里头我们身上都有很多的时间
And this time we can invest.In the things of the kingdom.
在现在我们能够把时间投资在神的国度里头。
All the time that we waste is available.
我们所有浪费的时间，那些时间都能够用的。
But you can see what we're talking about.
你能够看见我们要讲什么呢
？We're talking about a life.
我们讲到一个生活。
We're talking about a life, the life of a disciple.
我们讲到一个门徒的生命跟生活。
We're talking about the man or the woman, the boy or the girl that walks with God.
我们讲到男人、女人、男孩子、女孩子与神同行。
And there are many aspects to this life.
在这个人生里头有很多不同的方面。
But there's a great unity about this life as well.
在这个人生里头有一个很重要的合一。
And that unity is that it is given to the Lord.
这个一致的合一呢，就是把自己给了神。
So this morning,
所以今天早上
，Why is the title too much money?
为什么这个问题题目是叫说太多钱呢
？Some people feel that's not possible. You can't have too much money.
有人觉得这个是没可能的，因为你没可能得到太多的钱。
That's not the point.
这不是那个问题的要点。
The point is that money is too much in our vision.
问题是钱在我们的眼里头是太多了。
Money is too much a driver of our life.
金钱对我们人生来讲呢，是个太大的影响力了。
So let us go straight to Matthew in chapter 5.
我们来到马太福音第五章。
By which I mean Matthew chapter 6.
我意思是指说第六章马太福音。
Verse 19.
十九节。
Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal.For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
马太福音第六章十九节，不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬，能锈坏；有贼刮窿来偷。只要积攒财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能锈坏，也没有车贼。刮窟窿来偷，因为你的财宝在那里，你的心也在那里。
It is very clear what the Lord is saying.
主在这里说的是很清楚的。
Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
你的财宝在那里呢？你的心也在那里。
So the first thing we must be clear about when we talk about money is this.
所以我们讲到金钱呢，有一件很重要的事情我们需要谈，就是这一个。
It is not a question of how much money.
所以问题不是有多少的钱。
The issue is an issue of the heart.
那个问题关键在乎这个心。
The issue is not whether you have money.
问题不在乎你有没有钱。
But whether money has you.
问题乃是金钱有是否得着你。
Whether you are its servant.
是否你是金钱的奴仆呢？
So the Lord said, lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven.
所以主说要为自己积攒财宝在天上。
Now we all know how to lay up for ourselves treasure on earth.
我们都懂得怎样为自己积攒财宝在地上。
And we have a thousand schemes for doing that.
我们有成千上万的方法去做这个。
But how do we lay up treasure in heaven?
但是我们怎样积攒财宝在天上呢？
How can we be rich towards God?
我们怎样在神面前是个富足的人呢？
That's the issue, isn't it?
这是问题的关键。
And whether or not we count being rich towards God as something of value.
我们是否在神面前被算为富足、有价值的呢？
So that is why the next verses come.
所以跟着那一节就来了。
The Lord says, the lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good,Your whole body will be full of light, but if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness.
二十二节说，眼睛就是身上的灯，你的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明；你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。
Then he says, if therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness?
然后主耶稣说，你里头的光若黑暗呢，那黑暗是何等大呢？
Now what is the light that's in you?
在你里头的光是什么呢？
What is your wisdom teaching you?
你里头的智慧是教导你什么呢？
We all have some wisdom.
我们都有一些智慧。
We live by it.
我们靠着这些智慧来生活。
It's what governs our life and guides our actions.
这个就是操纵着、主使着我们的生活怎样进行的。
That's the light that he's referring to.
这就是主所指着的那个光。
But if the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness?
但是如果在你里头的那个光黑暗呢？那个黑暗是何等的大呢？
If the light that is in you says, I need treasure on earth, and the other can wait.
如果你心里的光跟你说，我需要金钱，那么其他的东西能够等候的。
If the light that is in you says being right with God is my hobby, but my life is the real things.
如果你说要跟从神，追求神是我的嗜好，但是呢，我的生命呢，乃是在这个重要的事情上，其他的事情上。
Then how great is that darkness?
那么这样的话呢，你里头的光是何等的黑暗，何等这个黑暗是何等的大呢？
You think you have light, but your light is darkness.
你以为你有光，但这个光是个非常大的黑暗。
You think you can see, but you're actually blind.
你想你是能够看见，其实你是在这个非常大的瞎眼里。
So in this matter of money, the Lord is very clear. We have to be very much on our guard.
所以在金钱这件事情上，主耶稣是很清楚的，我们需要很小心。
Do I have heavenly wisdom?
我有没有天上的智慧呢？
Is my light light?
是否我的光是真的光呢？
Then the Lord says, no one can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or he will be loyal to one and despise the other.
然后主说，一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶恶这个，爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。
Then he said,
然后主说，
You cannot serve God and mammon.
你们不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。
Let us all stand up.
让我们站起来。
And let us say together.
让我们一起来说。
Let us repeat the command of the Lord, the truth that the Lord has spoken to us. Let us say it loud and clear. We'll start in Chinese.
我们让我们每个人都开口很清楚地讲神的吩咐命令给我们。我们先用中文讲，就是讲到你们不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
In English, you cannot serve God and mammon. You cannot. You. Please be seated.
请坐。
And we have heard the words of Jesus.
我们已经听见耶稣所讲的话了。
We have no excuse.
我们没有借口的。
He didn't say it's difficult. He said you cannot.
主耶稣没有说这是很困难的、不容易的，但是乃是他乃是说你们不能。
You cannot serve God and mammon.
你们不能又侍奉神。又侍奉马门的。
I can 75-25?
我能够侍奉25%或者75%吗？
He has made it very, very clear.
主在这里是弄得很清楚的。
We are without excuse.
我们是没有借口的。
If money governs us,
如果金钱主使我们，
If we are driven by money,
如果金钱是在驱使我们、推动我们，
If the decisions we make in our life have a price tag on them,
如果我们在生活上的行动里头，金钱有一个影响力，
We did this because we save money. We did this in order to make money.
我做这个为着省一点钱，我做这个为着赚又多一点钱。
If that is how we make our decisions, then we are serving money.
如果我们是这样去做事情，这样我们就是侍奉马门。
Yes, we do have to make a living.
是，我们需要去谋生。
We do have to work.
我们需要去工作。
Jesus ran a carpenter shop.
主耶稣他是开一个木匠的店的。
He was a small businessman.
他是个做小生意的人。
He handled money.
他处理。经营金钱的东西。
He bought and he sold.
他买也卖。
But he never served money.
但是他从来不侍奉金钱。
At the end of those years in the carpenter shop,
在那个木匠的店的生意最后的一年，
The father said, "This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased."
最后的时候天上的父说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”
Money is in the world.
金钱是在这个世界上的。
Money is not in heaven.
金钱不在天上的。
I cannot imagine the angels walking up and down and worrying about money.
我不能够想象天使是上上下下去忙着担心金钱的问题。
You know, Christians often are worrying about money.
基督徒常常忧虑关于金钱的事情。
And churches are often begging for money.
教会很多时候都是好像是要乞求金钱一样。
And some people go out and collect it from anybody who's passing by. God needs your money.
有一些人甚至就把一个袋子传来传去，要说神需要你的钱一样。
In heaven, there is no anxiety about money.
在天上没有对金钱的焦虑。
Money so much represents this world, doesn't it?
但是今天在世界上，金钱是这样的有代表性。
And so how we handle money so much represents what we are in the world and how we're engaging with the world.
所以我们今天怎样处理金钱，就代表我们是怎样过世间的生活，我们是怎样投进去。
I had a good idea, but I haven't done it.
我有一个好的意念，但是我没有去做。
I was going to bring out a $20 note.
我本来想把一个20块钱的钞票放在这里。
And then burn it.
然后把它烧掉。
But unfortunately, our notes are plastic; they'd melt.
但是它是胶的，所以很难会软的。
But I was wondering if I did that. I wonder how people would react.
但是我就想啊，如果真的这样做，大家会怎样反应呢？
Would there be sort of, oh, you couldn't do, you shouldn't do that?
会说啊，你不能这样做，浪费啊。
Or would I be reprimanded for waste?
或者我被责备说你是太浪费了。
You know, our hearts sometimes are so attracted to that.
你知道我们的心是多么的被吸引在这一方面。
One day, some time ago, you know, if you're old enough, you remember that wages used to be paid with real money.
你记得以前你够如果你够老的时候你就你知道以前你所收的人工呢是用钞票来付钱给你做人工的。
So we used to get a delivery of, you know,in an armored van of this big bag of money to the company I worked for.
You deliver
it? It got delivered, yes.
就是我收的钱呢是那些保安员把一车的钞票带到我们的公司然后分人工给员工的。
So one day it was my job, I was counting out the money and putting it in all the envelopes.
有一天我是做这个任务就是把金钱放在不同的信封里头。
And I had in my hand a bundle of notes, you know, like, I don't know, you know, $1,000 or something. It was all just sort of a big pile of notes. And somebody walked past, and I just sort of threw this little pile of notes up into the air, and their eyes went, oh.
So 有一个信封我就把一很多的钞票放在信封里头很厚的然后有一天我那个时候我就把它抛到空中别人看见就是眼睛就从上下这样跟着这个信封里头的钞票移动了
So we can be so attached to this stuff.
我们对这一个东西是这样的念在一起的
But we have no reason to be attached to it.
但是我们却没有任何的原因我们需要这样念在一起
We need to have money.
我们需要有钱
Because we've got to support our families, we've got to live.
因为我们需要来供应我们的家庭来生活
But the issue is the heart.
但是问题呢是那个心
You know, it is not a question of how much.
不是有多少金钱这个问题
I remember seeing a young man who was a believer and I saw in him such covetousness that I'd never seen before.
我有一次看见一个年轻人他是 Christian 是个基督徒他心里头对金钱那个贪婪呢是这么的大我从来没有看见过
and it was embarrassing
我感觉很尴尬
and he had virtually nothing
基本上他是什么都没有
it wasn't a question of having a lot of money that made him covetous it doesn't matter whether you've got a lot or a little you can be just as covetous
他是身无分文但是问题不是在乎你有没有你可能什么都没有但是你可以很贪婪或者你有很富有你也可以很贪婪
And you will say to me well that's all very well for you
你可能对我说对你来讲这一切都很好啊
because you live in Australia you've been here a long time etc etc
因为你生活在澳洲你在澳洲生活这么多年呢你都一切都蛮好
but for me life is hard
但对我来讲呢生活是很艰难的
I've got to pay the rent
我需要付房租
I can barely earn enough to cover the rent
我很辛苦才赚到仅够用的钱去付房租
And all of us are in different circumstances in this regard
我们在这方面每个人都有不同的处境的
But the issue is this
但是那个问题是在这里
Does God know our need?
神是否知道我们的需要呢
Can he be trusted?
他可否是不是我们可以去信任的呢
The issue is, will you trust him?
问题是你信任他吗
And that is exactly the same for a person with much or a person with little.
对一个人他有很多钱或者很少钱同样是一样的
Because the Lord said it's difficult for the rich to enter the kingdom.
主说有财富的人他们进神的国是难的
Poverty can be a blessing
贫穷可以是个祝福
Because you're cast upon God
因为你就要投靠主耶稣了
And the rich think they have no need
但是富足的人他们觉得不需要
And who does God call a fool?
在神面前神叫谁是愚昧的人呢
It wasn't a poor man, it was a rich man
不是那个穷的人乃是个富足的人
You fool
你愚昧的人呢
You think you've got it all.
你以为你都有一切了。
And this night, you leave it all.
那今天晚上你要失去这一切。
And you're stripped naked, and you have nothing but your soul, which is shriveled
and small and starved.
你是失去一切, 你的赤裸裸的, 面对神面前, 是很悲哀可怜的。
So the teaching of the Lord is very, very clear.
所以主耶稣的教导是很清楚的。
We need to be absolutely free from this love of money.
我们需要在这个爱金钱的事情上完全被释放。
And if we turn over to Paul's letter to Timothy,
我们翻到, 保罗写给提摩太的书信。
1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 17.
提摩太前书第6章17节。
Command those who are rich in this present age, note that, rich in this present age, so I don't know how they stand in the age to come.
那里说你要祝福哪些今世富足的人，要留意啊，这是今世富足。 他们在来世怎样呢? 这里没有提到。
Command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty, nor to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who gives us richly all things to enjoy.
你要祝福那些今世富足的人，不要自高，也不要依靠无定的钱财，只要依靠那厚赐百物给我们享受的神。
Notice that Paul commands this. He commands them not to be proud and not to trust in their money.
要留有保罗在这里是祝福，吩咐，就是那些人不要自高，也不要依靠无定的钱财。But
he commands them to trust in God.
但是吩咐他们要依靠神。He
does not command them to give their money away.
也没有吩咐他们要把钱
But he commands them to do good.
那是祝福他们行善,
to be rich in good works.
在好事上富足,
to be ready to give and willing to share.
是甘心施舍，乐意供给人。
In other words, he says that the responsibility of these people is to have a right heart towards God.
换句话说，这些人的责任呢，就是在神面前需要一个对的心。
And then in how they use their money, they need to be led by the Spirit. To be ready, when the Spirit says give, they give.
所以在他们处理钱财的事情上呢，他们就需要学习被圣灵引导，他们要做好准备。当圣灵说给，他们就给了。And
this readiness, this heart that's right, He says in verse 19, it stores up for them a good foundation for the time to come.
这个甘心，这个乐意，就是为自己积成美好的根基。So
Paul has answered the question about how to be rich towards God.
所以保罗就向提摩太讲到怎样成为在神面前一个富足的人。
How can we be rich towards God?
我们怎样能够在神面前富足呢?
Having a heart that's right.
有一个对的心,
an ear that's ready to hear.
一个耳朵是做好准备去听,
and quick obedience to the leading of the Spirit.
向着圣灵的带领呢，是很快的来回应。
If we can be like that,
如果我们能够这样的话,
we will indeed be a blessing on the earth and rich towards God.
我们真能够在地上成为祝福, 在神面前成为富足的人。
So I think maybe we look just at Proverbs 13, verse 7, which is that little diagram on in your workbook.
或许我们看 箴言13章第7节, 就是在银行里所 所有的所写下的。
There is one who makes himself rich, yet has nothing, and one who makes himself poor, yet has great riches.
箴言13章第7节，假作富足的却一无所有，装作穷乏的却广有财物。
There it is. That is so clear.
这里是很清楚的。
You can pursue the wealth and have nothing.
你可以追求富足，但是你却一无所有。
I remember I saw on a building the sign, there are some people who are so poor, all they have is money.
我看见一个建筑物上面所写的，这些人是这么贫穷，他们所仅有的就只有金钱。
And there is one who makes himself poor, yet has great riches.
但是现在有一个人，他把自己弄成是穷的，但是他却是真实的富足的。
Which one of these two people would you like to be?
你这两个人，你要做哪一个人呢？
I think this is so clear. There's some overlap between what we're talking about this session and the next one.
我想这是很清楚了。我们今堂要讲的跟下一堂要讲的有一些的是重叠的地方，相关的地方。
I think for the young people, it's really wonderful if at their earliest age.They can be clear about this and set the course of their life.
我想对年轻人来讲是非常美好的，就是在年轻的时候，这能够在他们前面人生定下一个，得着一个很好的、清楚的方向。
But I know that a lot of young people get a different message at home from their parents.
但是我也知道，有一些年轻人他在家里头。从他们父母所身上所得着口中所讲的得着一个不同的看见
because us older people are giving them values which say money matters more than anything else
但是老一辈的人就给年轻人一个概念一个价值观说金钱是非常重要的
we're not saying that with words but we're putting those values into our children
有时候不是口里头所讲的话讲出来但却是不知不觉中就活在这个金钱很重要的价值观里头表现出来
we're driving them to study so that they can go to university so that they can get a job so that they can make money so that their life will be secure and safe and all right and they'll go to hell rich
以致我们就推使逼使孩子读书好好读书能够上大学好好找一份好的工作有一个稳固的收入工作赚很多钱然后很贫穷的进到地狱里头
So there is a real responsibility for parents to set an example to their children so that their children can see in their parents what is the value of money in this world how to use it how to handle it what to do with it
我们需要父母懂得怎样对金钱有个正确的认识以致我们能够跟孩子给他们正确的价值观以致他们懂得怎样处理面对经营用他们的金钱
Would anybody like to say anything right now?
有没有一些人想讲一些呢
You want to say it again?
Maybe I translate not accurately.
Parents have a great responsibility to set an example for their children.
父母有一个很重要的责任，在孩子面前有一个好的榜样。
We don't say to our children directly that money is the most important thing.
我们不直接的跟孩子说。金钱是最重要的东西
But we drive them to study
但是我们催使逼使孩子好好读书
so they can go to university
以致他们能够进大学
so they can get a good job
以致他们能够找到好的工作
so they can make lots of money
以致他们能够赚很多钱
so that their life can be secure
以致他们的生活能够很安稳的
so that they can be safe
以致他们能够安全
and rich
并且富有
and damned
但是被定罪的
Not a good message.
不是一个好的信息。
Jesus said, you cannot serve God and money. Parents, do you want your children to walk with God?
主耶稣说，你们不能够又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。
Oh, I know what parents say. Parents say, I want my Johnny, I want my son to marry a good Christian girl.
父母会这样讲，我盼望我的儿子娶一个好的基督徒女孩子。
Because Christian girls, they're nice.
因为好的基督徒女孩子呢，她们是人品很好的。
But the parents of the Christian girl says, I don't want that Johnny anywhere near my daughter.
但是这个女孩好，基督徒女孩子的父母说，我不喜欢这个男孩子。
The parents say, oh yes, it's good for them to be Christian because then they won't go take drugs and commit crime.
是他们去信主是很好的，因为这样会帮助他们不会吸毒啊，或者做坏事。
But do you want your parents?Your parents, do you want your children to walk with God?
但是做父母的，你们要不要孩子与神同行呢？
Which might mean that they don't become a lawyer or a doctor.
就是说，如果他们不成为律师或者医生，
Which might mean that their life isn't as secure as you'd like it to be.
他们的生活，前面的工作，生活没有你所想象的、期望的这么的稳固。
Are you willing?To offer your children to the Lord.
你愿意把你的孩子交给神吗？
This is a challenge to parents, and you know if you're not yet a parent, you'll know it when the day comes.
这是对父母的一个挑战。如果你还没有做父母，当你做父母的时候，你就知道这一个的挑战，那个难处。就是说一方面孩子是被教导要孝敬父母，但是当父母将教孩子去追求这些地上的东西的时候，孩子应该怎样呢？
Well, we need to honor our parents.
是，我们需要孝敬父母。
And we need to obey God.
我们也需要顺服神。
There is nothing, there's no commandment which when followed leads you into disobedience to God.
没有任何的事情要教我们不顺服神。
So we need to obey our parents in the Lord.
所以我们要在主里听从父母。
So when we're young, like we're living at home, we're at school, for example.
当我们年幼的时候，我们在家里头，我们去上学。
Our parents want us to work diligently and to work hard.
父母要我们很勤力的生活来读书。
So we should do that.
我们就是应该这样做。
We work diligently, we work hard.
我们勤力的、勤奋的。
We work honestly.
我们诚实的去讲努力。
And our parents will be glad.
父母会开心。
And we'll be doing it unto the Lord.
我们这样做呢，是做在神身上。
And this work that we do will be a gift to God.
我们这样做，这些手中的学习工作，就是成为奉献给神的。
You know, I'm not going out to play.I'm going to do this work. It's what my parents want me to do. Lord, this is my gift to you.
我不跟其他人去玩，我在家里头这样学习用功的，我就把这个奉献给你，作为我奉献给你的礼物。
And that is worship.
这是个敬拜。
But in later life,
但是在你慢慢长大以后，
you know your parents might be urging you. You need to go and buy another house. You've only got one. Go and get another one.
你的父母可能跟你说。要你去买另外一套房子，你已经有一个了，再买另外一套。
Or you need to leave this job and go and get a better one with higher pay.
你要离开这个工作，去找另外一个人工更高的工作。
No, in later life, you've got to walk with God.
你成长以后，你需要与神同行。
You absolutely honor your parents. You absolutely respect your parents.
绝对的，你要尊荣你父母，也要孝敬你父母。
But you don't live a life.That's driven by these things. You must live a life that's directed by the Spirit.
但是你要过一个生活，不是被这些事情来推使你的，你乃是过的生活与神同行。
It's interesting that in Matthew chapter 15,
when the Lord spoke about honoring your father and mother,
马太福音十五章的那里也讲到，怎样，孝敬父母。
The context in which he was speaking was supporting your father and mother.
这个处境呢，是讲到要供应你的父母。
He said people were giving their money to the temple, and then when their parents had a need, they said, "I've given it to God. You know, none left for you."
那时候有一些人，他的钱说，我的钱已经给了圣殿了。那么当父母有需要他们的供应的时候呢，他们说我的钱没有给你了。
And in this way, they dishonored their parents.
这样做他们就没有孝敬父母。
So we have a responsibility toward our parents, whoever they are, whatever their attitude toward us is, to care for them, and particularly in their old age, to care for them.
所以我们对父母呢是个责任的，无论他对我们是怎样，无论他们的价值观是怎样，我们都有个责任去照顾他们。特别当他们年老的时候。
This is honoring our parents.
这就是孝敬父母。
And so you see, the Lord encourages us to honor our parents, to be good to our parents, and to serve Him.
所以主是要我们去孝敬父母，要善待我们的父母，要侍奉神。
I was in the situation that Judith mentioned. My father wasn't a believer, and he was always urging me to do things that I just couldn't do.
我就是曾经是在Judith所提到那个处境，我的爸爸不是个信主的人，他常常催逼我要做一些东西我不应该做的。
So this was a frustration for him.
所以对他来讲，我不做对他来讲是一个很不开心的事。
But it was our attitude towards him, our respect for him, those things were a gratification to him.
但是呢，虽然我们没有做他要我做的事情，但是我对他尊重，我对他的态度就是给他心里头有安慰。
And I used to feel, you know, my father, particularly when I was younger and living at home, I used to feel my father's getting so angry with me, and I'm trying to win him to the Lord. How is his being angry going to help him come to the Lord?
我年幼的时候，我想。我爸爸信主，但是我知道我只要没有听他的话，因为我要与神同行，他很不开心的时候，我就有一个挣扎。我爸爸这样不开心，我怎能够帮助他去信主呢？
But then I realized that I can't be a blessing to him if I disobey the Lord. I have to obey him, and I have to leave the consequences in his hands.
但是后来主叫我明白，如果我自己不是真实的与神同行，顺服神的时候，我是不能够帮助我爸爸真实的去认识神的，所以我只能够把我顺服神的后果交给主。
Any further comments at this point?
在这一点上有没有其他的回应呢？
Okay. So on the worksheet we talked about money.Debt and giving.
在我们的银行里头，我们讲到金钱、债务、给予。
Let's talk for a few moments about debt.
我们谈谈债务。
Now in Proverbs 22.
在箴言二十二章。
Verse 7.
箴言二十二章第七节。
The rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender.
富户管辖穷人，欠债的是债主的仆人。
There is a simple thing we can remember.
这个是一个很简单的事情，我们可以记住的。
The borrower is servant to the lender.
欠债的是债主的仆人。
When we think of debt, we have to think of it in this way.
当我们想到债务呢，我们要从这个角度来想。
Debt creates an obligation.
债务就产生一个责任。
The borrower is servant to the lender.
因为欠债的人就是债主的仆人。
How does this obligation affect my ability? to serve God.
这个要求这个责任呢怎样影响我侍奉神呢
In Romans chapter 13,
在罗马书十三章
and verse 8,
第八节
He says, owe no one anything except to love one another.
凡事都不可亏欠人唯有彼此相爱爱 要常以为亏欠
That's your obligation to love.
这是我们必须有这个责任去爱
So in the question of debt, all of us have debts.
所以在债务的事情上呢我们每个人都有债务
And the debt we might have is simply I owe the electricity company and in 2 months he's going to send me a bill and I'll pay him.
就好像我们欠电力公司的钱呢电费的钱呢两个月我用电了但是两个月后我交电费了
So all, we all have debt and this debt is unavoidable
我们都有债务的这些债务是无可避免的
But not all debt is unavoidable
但不是说所有债务都是无可避免的
So we have to think carefully about the debts that we have
所以我们对于我们的债务呢我们需要想得很清楚
And what is the issue?
那个问题是什么呢
The issue is the heart
问题就是个心
So we live in a society now where we are encouraged to spend money we don't have.
我们在这个社会上生活，我们是被鼓励去花那些钱，那些钱不属于我们的。
And the banks rush at you to give you a credit card and they always offer to up your limit.
那些银行都冲到你的面前，鼓励你用很多很多钱，超过你可以负担的。
So I know some, I know one brother who's got 2 or 3 credit cards and they're all up to the limit.
那么我认识的弟兄他有两三个信用卡那个信用卡都是用到顶了尽头了
What's going on here?
现在发生什么事情
Why are you spending money you don't have?
为什么你花你没有的钱呢
What is the heart here?
你的心在这里是怎样的光景
This is the issue
这是问题的中心
And what burden does this place upon you and upon your family?Because you've rushed in to buy something that you probably didn't need, but you thought you must have.
那么你去匆忙的去买一些东西，那些东西带来的债务的压力是怎样的压力？你是不是真的是需要这个东西呢
？And we're encouraged to buy a house.
我们是被鼓励去买一个房子。
And the banks will offer to lend us money for that.
银行呢，他就愿意借给你钱去买。
I'm certainly not going to say you must not do that.
我不是说你一定不能够这样做。
But I am going to say you need to consider carefully what this debt is going to do to you and to your family.
但是我想说就是这个债务将会带给你跟你的家庭有什么影响呢
？And whether or not you are going to find yourself saying, I would really like to serve the Lord in that way, but I can't because.
就是会不会把你带到一个处境说我真的很想这样去侍奉神但今天我的处境我不能够这样做
So it's very important when we think about debt that we keep our life free to serve the Lord We may have debt but our life must be free to serve Him
所以当我们讲到债务的时候呢那个问题是我们需要把我们的人生是自由的以致这些债务呢没有捆绑我们不能够好好的侍奉神。
So these debts are with institutions like banks.
这些给债务的一些机构，好像银行。
But I think we should be very, very careful about debts with people.
但是另一方面呢，我们也需要对于跟别人之间的债务的问题。
Because our obligation to people should be to love them and to minister to them and to share the gospel with them, not to have to pay them money.
因为我们对别人的责任呢我们需要爱他关心他把福音传给他但是呢不是给他钱
and if、that we may be in that sort of debt we may be just creating an opportunity for Satan
don't lend money to
borrowing money borrowing.
from people、
yeah.
so, 所以如果我们向别人借钱呢这个是我们 要很小心因为这个也会成为一个撒旦的工作的机会。
When it comes to lending, that's another story.
关于借钱的事情就有另外一个问题了。
The Lord Jesus told us to be ready to lend.
主耶稣说我们应该做好准备愿意将借出去的。
So when a brother or a sister is in need, they may come to you and say, can you help me?
所以有时候一个弟兄姊妹来到你跟前说我有需要你能够帮助我吗？
It would be nice if they didn't have to come to you, but you saw the need and acted before that.
当然如果他们有需要在来到你跟前之前请求你之前呢你就先刚观察到他们需要你供给他。
So when they ask you, what should you do?
但是当他们来到你面前问你的时候你怎样呢？
If you can give it, you give it.
如果你能够给出去你就给出去。
They want to borrow it from you.
但是他们想向你借的。
You say yes, certainly.
你就说好啊肯定的你拿去了。
And then in your mind,
但在你的心思里头呢
you write it off.
你就把它删除掉了。
You never expect it to be paid back.
你在没有去期望他会还这个钱给你。
From your point of view, it's a gift.
对你来讲是个礼物。
And you forget about it.
你就忘记了。
And if they pay it back,
如果他们真的还给你
you're blessed.
你是 蒙福了蒙祝福了he asked if he need the money to do bad things like gambling and things like that what should he do?
Is he a brother?
他是不是你的弟兄呢
Our money is not our own.
我们的钱不是我们自己的
And therefore, we won't put it into something we know is bad.
So we cannot put our money in things we know are bad.
If a believer has got some scheme, rebuke him.
If a believer has got some scheme, rebuke him. If a believer has got some scheme, rebuke him. If a 就是说 Chris 就问一个问题就是说不知道你有会不会讲到的就是在新约里头使徒行传第二章或者第四章讲到初期教会的时候他们都是房屋共用的甚至在第四章那里也讲得很清楚讲到三十二节那里讲到他们都是一心一意没有一个人说他的东西有一样是自己的都是大家共用的那个时候没有一个有人有缺乏的不知道我们怎样看这个事情
Okay. Well, we're moving on to the subject now of giving
我们现在都移到谈到那个给予的问题
And I'm aware that the brothers and sisters from Roseville have been studying this matter
我知道在 Roseville 的弟兄姊妹们在这方面有一些的现在思考跟学习
AndYeah, well, what Chris has referred to in Acts chapter 2 is wonderful, isn't it?
Chris 弟兄刚才所指到的《使徒行传》第二章，这个是一个很美好的光景，是不是？
When the Holy Spirit came into the believers,
当圣灵在信徒中间的时候，
their love just overflowed quite naturally.
他们的爱就涌流出来，很自然的。
And their sharing with one another was quite wonderful.
他们跟彼此的相交，彼此的分享是很美好的。
Of course, there were many people visiting Jerusalem at that time who were only staying, had just come for the feast.
当时有不同的人在以耶路撒冷以外的人去到耶路撒冷地方。
But now that they'd come and found the Lord, they were staying longer and continuing with the disciples.
他们在那里过节期，但是现在他们已经信主了，他就跟其他的在耶路撒冷的信徒生活在一起了。
So there was a real need here. And the believers shared what they had and gave freely.
所以当时真的是个真实的需要，所以那些信徒呢就房屋共用，一起来用这些需要的地方。
And it was something very wonderful about that generosity and the way that they gave.
所以这里真的一些很慷慨的光景我们看见。
And we read that people sold land and property even and donated that money to the needs of the believers.
甚至我们看见有一些人是变卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。
So, this generosity and this giving was truly wonderful.
这些慷慨给予真的是很美好。
And it's that generous spirit which the scripture encourages in the believers.
就是当时这个慷慨的灵啊，做工在信徒中间。
But we don't see in the letters of Paul any commandment to the believers, you know, that you should sell everything, that you should distribute everything. We don't actually say that.
但是在保罗后来保罗书信里头，我们看不见保罗有这个吩咐说你要变卖一切给别人，房屋共用。
He seriously charges people with the responsibility to care for their own family and to care for their own relatives.
保罗乃是很严肃的给人一个很清楚的责任，要照顾他们的亲人家人。
And he charges people in Thessalonians to work and not to be idle. And if they don't work, then they should stop eating also.
他也在帖撒罗尼迦书信里头讲到，人要工作，不做工的就不得吃饭，是很清楚的，是人的责任。
So the things that happened in the beginning of Acts don't appear to have been repeated all through the church.
所以在使徒行传开始的时候呢，初期教会的光景呢，再没有在教会里头再继续的一直下去有这个光景。
But that willingness to share and that willingness to give, that open-heartedness is definitely encouraged in the believers all through.
但这个甘心乐意的给予，甘心的分享呢，就是一直都是在圣经里头所强调要鼓励我们。
Chris, can you stand up?
Chris, 你可以站起来吗？
Can you just share briefly with everybody the principles of giving from 1 Corinthians? Jonathan will translate for you.
你能不能够从哥林多前书很简单的讲一讲关于金 giving， 关于金钱的给予这方面的。这些就是最近我们来研读或者学习圣经，我们也尝试在生活上实行出来。
But, in 2 Corinthians chapter 8,
在哥林多后书第八章
Paul is writing to the church in Corinth.
保罗是写信给哥林多教会。
And he's sharing with them about the generosity of the church in Macedonia.
他讲到马其顿的教会他们慷慨捐书的事。
Because Paul is making a collection to bring to the believers in Jerusalem who are in great poverty.
因为保罗就是要收这些款项，要带到耶路撒冷给当地的弟兄，有需要的弟兄们。
And in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verses 1 to 5, I'll just read it to you.
在哥林多后书第八章第一到第五节 ，Chris 用英语读出来。
It says, and now, brothers, we want you to know about the grace that God has given the Macedonian churches. That's verse 1.
第一节，弟兄们，我把神赐给马其顿众教会的恩告诉你们。
Out of the most severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity.
就是他们在患难中受大试炼的时候，仍有满足的快乐。
For I testify that they gave as much as they were able and even beyond their ability, entirely on their own.
在极穷之间还格外显出他们乐捐的厚恩，我可以证明他们是按着力量， 而且也过了力量，自己甘心乐意的捐助。
They urgently pleaded with us for the privilege of sharing in this service to the saints.
再三的求我们，准他们在这供给圣徒的恩情上有份。
And they did not do as we expected, but they gave themselves first to the Lord and then to us in keeping with God's will.
并且他们所做的不单照我们所想望的，更照神的旨意，先把自己献给主，又归附了我们。
Yeah, so the five things we learned just from those first five verses was the first one is that giving is actually an act of grace.
我们学到 五样事情，第一样就是给予其实就是一个恩典。
And the second one is that the giving does not depend on your situation.
另外就是给予不是单单看我们的，就是那个处境的。
Because it says the Macedonian church was going through severe trials.
因为呢，在第三节那里就讲到马其顿的供给呢是过了他们的力量。
And the third one was that giving is not dependent upon your capacity to give, how much money you have.
第三件事情就是说。给予不是在乎你有多少钱可以给。
Because the Macedonian church was extremely poor.
因为马其顿教会的信徒是非常贫穷的。
And then the fourth one was that giving is something that that you do willingly, voluntarily.
第四样就是说给予呢是甘心乐意的，是自愿的。
Because it talks about how they gave entirely of their own.
因为那里也讲到他们是不单只按着力量而且是过了力量的甘心的给。
And the fifth lesson, which I think probably is one of the most important, is that they gave themselves first to God and then they gave to others.
第五就是很最重要就是他们是不单只是给他们还是按照神的旨意把自己献给主然后归附了我们。
So that were basically the lessons that we learned from these verses.
And over in chapter 9,
第九章
he says, this I say, verse 6, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully.So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity.
For God loves a cheerful giver.
第九章第六节、第七节，少种的少收，多种的多收，这话是真的。个人要随本心所做定的，不要作难，不要勉强，因为捐得乐意的人是神所喜爱的。
In Proverbs verse chapter 19 and verse 17.
在箴言十九章十七节
It says, he who has pity on the poor lends to the Lord, and he will pay him back what he has given.
十七节说，怜悯贫穷的，就是借给耶和华，他的善行，耶和华必赏还。
So the encouragement for generosity is on the foundation of God's faithfulness.
所以这个慷慨的给予的根基是神自己的信实。
And we feel sometimes when there's some opportunity to give, we feel a hesitation because we fear for our own security.
有时候有机会给予的时候，我们就有踌躇了，停顿了，因为我们怕担心我们自己的安全，我们自己的需要。
But the scripture is God is says God is faithful.
但是圣经告诉我们，神是信实的。
It is not a question of like those television preachers who say, you know, give to me, give to me, give to me, and you'll get blessed.
不是好像那些电视里头说那些甚至好像传道人这样说给我给我给我。
They're saying if you, the more you give, the more you'll get back. So it's actually greed that makes people give.
你给我给我给我的时候呢，神就会祝福你。所以这样的教导呢。
不是叫人有慷慨的灵去给，而是叫人更贪心。
It's not that, but we can always depend on God's faithfulness.
不是这样的，乃是我们给予的时候呢，我们的根基是建基于神自己的信实。
Just finally,
最后,
giving is not a shortcut for sanctification.
给予不是一个捷径去金钱的生活。
We are sanctified by faith and obedience.
也不是捷径，是被分，不是分别为生的一个捷径的路。我们是被分别为信，归给主。
Sometimes people with money like to buy some influence in churches.
有一些人，他们用金钱在教会里头买一些影响力。Church
leaders have to be very careful about receiving such money.
教会的带领的人面对这些金钱呢？ 要不要收呢? 需要非常的小心。
You cannot buy the position of being a servant of God.
你不能够去买一个神仆人的地位。
You cannot buy sanctification.
你不能够买成圣。
You cannot buy the gift of God.
你不能够买，用金钱去买成圣。
So we need
买神的恩赐。
We need to be wise about this.
我们需要在这方面很有智慧。
And understand that there's one way for all of us.
对我们来讲，只有一条路。
And that is that simple faith in the Lord and simple trust in His faithfulness.
这对主有简单的信，对他的信靠、信实、认识，并且信任。
The question is, Okay. This question is, should we have a mortgage?
有一个问题说，我们应当有那个按揭吗？
Well,
贷款。
Well, as I said before, the issue is, what is that mortgage going to mean for you and your family, and how free are you going to be once you've taken that mortgage on to walk with God as you ought to?
所以问题就是这个房屋的贷款有了以后呢，这个贷款会怎样影响你跟你的家人，怎样影响你很自由的去跟从神呢？ Oh. 我就想问一个问题，关于对一些慈善机构的给予。 因为他们这些慈善机构都很多时候都是邀请人去捐书，所以我们的态度，我们应该怎样做呢？
You know, when the scripture talks about giving to him that asked of you, I'm pretty sure what the scripture has in mind is talking about people, not institutions.
所以圣经教导我们要给予的时候，给对人有私语的时候。 很清楚，圣经没有说只是限于信徒，那是一般的人。
We, as you know, everybody knows, there's lots of institutions who want money, and once you get on their mailing list, they will be sending you endless letters and with all sorts of lying advertisements to try and separate you from your money.
当你跟一些慈善机构你捐书的时候，捐书过后，他们就不停的会寄给你不同的消息、信息，并且里头有很多的广告，甚至是谎言，鼓励你捐书更多。I
say lying not because everything they say is false, but because there's a falseness about their approach to you.
我说那些谎言不是说他们所说的是说假话，但乃是他们说这些话的那个背后的那个。 动机或者心态呢，是有不真实的。It's
like when you get the letter that says, "I'm writing to you personally."
比方说，他们说我很个人的写这封信给你。And
you know,
很亲切的写给你。But
it's not wrong to give to these organizations because they do help people, many people.
去对慈善机构的捐书不是错的。
In India, I met a mother and a young baby.
在印度，我遇见一个妈妈和她的她的婴孩。
And the baby's name was Johnson.
婴孩的名字叫 Johnson.
I said, "Why is he called Johnson?"
那么我就问她，你的婴孩为什么叫 Johnson 呢
？And she said, "That's the name of the family in Australia that's been supporting us."
她就说，这个名字就是在澳洲这个家庭捐书给我们、供应给我们的这个家庭的名字。
And she was so grateful for the help that she was receiving.
她为着所收到这些捐书，她是这样的感恩，所以她取这个名字。
But you know, like that command in Timothy, it says, "Be ready to give, willing to share." But try and find the Lord's leading with all these claims upon you. Try and see where you feel you should give, and don't be moved by the letters. Be moved by the Spirit.
所以就好像提摩太前书那里说，我们是甘心乐意的，做好准备的去给予，不是凭着那些人写信给我们，乃是凭着圣灵的引导，怎样去学习给予。
So we stop now and we have morning tea and then we come back here at what time?
我们停在这里，我们有一点的差点的时间。
11:15。
然后我们本来是11点，但是我们把时间推迟一点，是11:15回到这里。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we ask that in this matter also you would teach us how to be disciples of the Lord Jesus.
我们祷告说，在这个事情上，我们求你教导我们怎样成为作为耶稣基督的门徒。
And we pray that you would be honored in our lives.
我们祷告说，你在我们的生活里头能够被尊荣。我们奉主耶稣宝贝的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.